it's not exactly bread, but it's made of cornmeal, and it's sometimes, what's it called?
Well, it was cornbread or Johnny cake.
And how about, this is something with a hole in the middle.
A donut?
Do you distinguish something as a donut by the fact that it has a hole in the middle? Is that what makes a donut a donut?
Essentially, yes.
Rather than the ingredients. How about these donuts made they're lighter than most?
Well, it's a raised donut. Could be a French donut.
What's the distinguishing mark of a French donut?
It's richer. Usually smaller.
What about that stuff that's on the top of a French donut?
A glaze.
How about on a cake? Similar.
Frosting. Or icing.
Use both?
Yes.
How about these rectangular things? They're made out of similar to donuts, about this long, about that high, with frosting on the top.
Well, that's a long john.
This long john, how far back does that go in your memory?
Way back.
Did your parents use it?
No. Not necessarily. Yeah, as a youngster, I remember hearing it.
All right. How about one's a similar thing that's twisted and maybe sugared or powdered?
Well, it's a twisted donut. It's about as near as I would say.
Okay. How about one that's round? And flat, thin, with a little jelly on the top. Maybe a little frosting, too.
I don't know, and I have a definite name for that.
How about this is raised with jelly inside of
that's
it.
That's a Bismarck.
All right, how about a sweet roll? What's a sweet roll?
It's a sweet roll.
Okay. Would you name it just a few different kinds of coffee cake? You know any with that you put a fruit in front of a strip? Is that familiar at all to you?
I don't think I understand.
Oh, well, for instance, prune strip or something like that. Are you familiar with that?
Well, there's a prune cake or an apple right. cake and a pecan coffee cake, so commonly.